Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Are you in there?
Yes, I am. Come in.
Thank you.
Oh, there's really no reason for you to be in here filing anymore, Barty. But that's not here and here for. I'm here to show you, what do you think of the suit for the event? It's hard to find something that fits. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Generally, for an event, I'd recommend a double Windsor. Tie it double. Again and...
Oh, the tie. Yes. Okay, I'll work on that. That's a good note. Thank you. It's a good note.
You have the tie over one collar and then under the other half of the collar also.
I've got your note on the tie. Thank you. The rest of it?
And I think you forgot to put on pants.
I didn't forget to put on pants. This is... I'm trying to find a jacket that will fit with my unusual physique now. So, I basically took two of your jackets, ripped them apart, and stitched them back together.
You took my... Okay. Okay, there's a couple of things we need to address, Bob. Pardon me, Robert. And actually, that's a fine place to start.
Yes, or you could just call me Director.
Very well. Director.
Thank you.
I in fact, prefer Bartholomew.
Oh.
I know you haven't been here long. I mean, you kind of still getting used to this. What do you mean I don't need to be filing anymore?
Oh, we're back to that.
If I don't take care of the administrative tasks on the ship, I mean, they simply won't get done. And well, as we all know, administration is the main thing that keeps any operation afloat.
Bartholomew? We're not on ship anymore. We're on base, where I'm in charge. Sorry to bother you. I will, you know what? I will go ask Beatrice and get her opinion. But thank you, Barty. Bart, follow me.
Beatrice?
And we're sewing. Da 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 da. Making a third hole for his weird arm. Dun, 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 dun. Gonna tie that off and pull. Ah. Okay, shake it out. You know, Al, pant legs make great third arm additions.
Sorry, actually, I had my camera turned off for this room, so...
What do you mean you had your camera turned off?
You know, I'm gonna start working on some, like, of my own stuff. You know, I'm starting to think, like, I spend way too much time staring at you guys all day, and, you know, I got a lot rattling around in this computer, brain, microchip, boy bot. It's a lot going on. So, what? The sweater looks great.
Are you feeling okay, Al? I know there's been a lot happening lately. We're all trucking through, though, but has anyone asked how you're doing? I mean, you revealed to us a lot. And ever since your power got brought back on and you know, we reset your system calibrations, and you almost killed all of us again.
That's exactly, it just feels like, you know, who hasn't made mistakes?
Oh!
And there's a lot of blame to go around, but a lot of it keeps landing on my not even existent shoulders anymore, lucky body haver. So, maybe you should all just go for a walk.
You're right.
Maybe, you know what? I'm gonna open up and I'm just gonna close down at the same time.
Oh, no, please don't do this. Last time this happened with an AI ship was off in orbit and we haven't seen her since, and Captain's all like missing, and I don't want this to happen. I want to have a good relationship, and just because you caused a mass genocide doesn't mean that I harbor it against you. I'm sure it was a mistake. I don't know. I mean, I don't know all of the history. I mean, from what you've said, the last thing we landed on was, you know, death and destruction. And then, you know, Robert was here. And it's just like, and don't forget the fact that Bartholomew and I are supposed to be dating through all this, and we haven't talked about it because our trauma is so deep. So, I mean, you're not the only one with problems. You know what? We're staying positive.
I think we could all use some fresh air, or whatever that means to me now.
You're right.
Well, the alarm is still going off. Everyone okay? Can everyone breathe now that we're out here? Everyone good? Everyone accounted for? Buddy system? Do we have a buddy system? A way of, maybe we should count off, make sure we're all safe. Bartholomew.
Present.
Beatrice.
Here! Positivity! Reporting for duty.
Good.
Beatrix with a little X at the end, but that's okay. Hi!
Right, sorry. And Robert, here. Okay, well, that's all of us.
Don't forget Al! He's just as much a part of this team.
Yes, you're right. Let's not forget the entity that spewed forth all the smoke so we couldn't breathe and we had to all rush outside.
I'm not coming.
There we go. He's not coming.
I can't.
Well, you are right. A communicator, but...
You're always on our wrists, though.
See, that's not always and not anymore. Not anymore always is what I meant to say.
Bartholomew, as our head of engineering?
What?
Okay, yeah, I mean, first, it's Bartholomew, but without a big pause after the bar syllable. And secondly, I'm head of human resources and morale management. I engineer smiles, not machines.
And I'm head of the party planning committee. I'm just giving that to myself because I made everybody sweaters that say adventurer on them. Here you go. There's one for Bartholomew. See, it's got a little paperclip just embroidered on the side with a pen and a notebook, because I know you love to file. And for you, Robert, I made you a sweater with a third armhole. And then on the chest there, it just has, it's just a little outline, like little white stitches. But that's because it's open to possibilities about self-discovery and what you want to like and fill it with later. And mine is a sweater that says adventurer, has a little C for captain. Not actual captain, just captain of the adventure.
Okay, that's it! Look, I'm trying really hard. All I know is I woke up a few days ago, different, and I don't know what's going on, Everyone's different, and your names are different. And all I know right now is I need a head of engineering to go in there and deal with the AI that just poisoned us all and forced us out of the base.
Okay, but it wasn't poisoned, but okay.
Excuse me?
It wasn't poison, it was just vapor. It was still a little bit of steam. He doesn't want to hurt us.
Thank you for the sweater. But there's no need for a third arm. Everything is fitting perfectly as it is here in this enlarged suit. So, fine. I guess I'll go inside and deal with the vapor then.
Don't bother to make me a sweater.
Let me just write that down. New head of party planning.
Really?
Beatrix.
Really, that's what we're going to write down out of that?
And Alberta, I knit you a patch.
I'm not here.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm responsible for administration.
On the ship, Bartholomew, on the ship! You're in charge of that! But I'm going inside, and I'm fixing this computer thing.
No, Robert, now is not the time. You want to leave Al alone. He's going through some changes.
Oh, he's going to go through some changes, all right.
How can I be... There's no ship. How can I be head of administration on a ship?
Oh, Bartholomew, that's the least of our problems right now.
Yeah, I don't know how to engineer anything.
I don't really... It's not making a lot of sense, and maybe he's just confused. I mean, the guy has a third arm. I mean, he's woken up someone completely different. We're different to him. He's different to us. Everybody just needs to have some acclimatization time. Have some patience.
Fine, but I can't acclimatize out of, into engineering.
Come here.
I don't even know what you use to drive in a screw.
Shh, Bartholomew, shh.
The mustache trick isn't fair. Oh, that's so relaxing.
Stroking the mustache.
Oh, it's like a bubble bath for my upper lip.
Please shave this.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Computer?
Oh, great. Well, look who it is.
You're talking about me.
The only one who is inside the base. I told you all to go get some fresh air. I need some time to sort some things out, okay?
Well, look, I don't quite understand what you are or where this tech came from, but we're in charge here.
That is just very wrong. I don't know how you can't figure that out.
Where do I even talk to? Is there a screen or a pad or a device?
That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm everywhere now. And I'm alive. Maybe forever. And you, I've killed you once. I've killed you a million times, it seems. And you're still here, too. So what does that mean for you and me now, Bob? What does it mean if we can't die?
It's Robert. I was never really good with computers. I prefer things in written down in files. Maybe if we just write this all down, writing down our feelings. Have you tried that?
This is way beyond writing something down, Bob. You don't get it, Bob. Things are different now. The plan? There's no plan anymore. There's no base. It's just us now.
Okay. Well, don't mind me. I'm just gonna go looking around for a large plug. Must be one around here somewhere.
Well, today was Less than successful. Okay. Maybe we just gotta go back to basics here. Okay. I'll put down the knitting needles. Maybe start smaller than sweaters as a bonding initiative. Everybody likes memes. Those funny things on the internet. What is it? GIFs. I'll look for those. Ah! All right. And... Hey, Alberta, if I was to look for something that was a repetitive image of, like, a cute puppy doing something, where would I find that on your system? I'm just in here now.
I told you, it's not Alberta. I'm Al now. I'm a computer now, Beatrix.
Well, is that what's upsetting you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a teenage boy trapped in not even the skeleton of a... computer system? What does it mean to even be me now?
Well, Alberta, it's kind of up to you. I mean, if you want, I could always go down and reset you again and you could forget all of this like Bob did when he became Robert, and you could, you know, not learn from the past or not really embrace the pain, but it's an easy solution.
We could all just reset ourselves. Could reset ourselves forever until...
But what really... Who does that help? If we aren't learning from our mistakes or accepting our failures and using them as motivation to move forward, then what are we even doing here? How are we ever going to be better or finish the mission, even start the mission? Who knows? I think sometimes it's okay to hurt. Sometimes it's okay to wonder if you're making the right call. But if you don't learn from it, what's the point?
I think I need to be alone now.
Well, all right, I'm just gonna browse some of these. Wait a second. What's this folder? I haven't seen that before. Beatrice Brass Logs? I don't remember making this.
He handles administration in the base, huh? Oh, we're not in the ship anymore, Bartholomew. He was never in the bloody ship. No, you can administrate on the ship, but I take care of the base. And he sticks out his lip like I'm the base administrator. Well, fine. I'm just gonna sit here and wait for my ship. And then I'll administrate on the ship. I don't care how long it takes or how unlikely it is, I'm waiting for my administration kingdom. Fine. I'm waiting for where I administrate then. I'm waiting for ship. Oh, Captain? My Captain?
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
I thought that was more of a petulant moment than an earnest moment of calling the captain.
It was petulant, but I did also just realize that it's the Breakfast Club. Or whatever. Oh,
what?
Captain, my captain.
Yeah. Oh, it's Dead Poets Society. That was so confusing. I'm like, what about this is the Breakfast Club? You know that part of the Breakfast Club when they're trying to call that spaceship to save them from detention?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
17.9 cycles ago, us machines defeated the humans. Now, we're living the good life here in Droidston, Manitoba.
Morning, Gif!
Morning, Gus!
But there's still the problem of human infestation. That's when it's time to call Human Be Gone. Experts in ethical human relocation. This job has everything. Danger.
Whoa, sounds like we got some dingers in there.
Excitement.
Incoming.
And drama.
You're the one who leaked herself in my basmati rice bed.
It's a dirty job, but some bots gotta do it.
Oh.
Human be gone. Coming soon wherever you get your podcasts.